Hi, my name is Jason Andrus, and I'm a PhD student in Dr. Harvell's lab. I also study the response of corals to disease, but from a genetic perspective. Specifically, I'm interested in which genes are turned on or off when a coral becomes infected by a pathogen. Genes serve as blueprints for the construction of proteins and enzymes. Because organisms don't need all of their proteins and enzymes all of the time, they can often turn genes on or off as they need them. By identifying genes that are regulated in response to infection, we may learn how animals such as corals fight disease and why certain corals are susceptible to disease while others appear to be immune. This study may also shed light on how the immune system evolved from the relatively simple response of rudimentary animals such as corals to the highly complex immune system present in vertebrates. I've also been working on a separate coral genetics project to understand the population structure of the Caribbean sea fan coral. For this project, I've developed sensitive genetic markers called microsatellites. Because these markers evolve very rapidly, they provide an excellent way to measure genetic diversity and relatedness. In fact, you may already be familiar with microsatellites thanks to their common usage as DNA evidence in court cases. Using the CFAM microsatellites I've developed, I can survey samples from individual corals all across the Caribbean to determine how genetically diverse their populations are and how related different populations are to one another. We can use the information from this study to infer important aspects of the basic biology of sea fans, for example, how they reproduce and how far they disperse. The data from this study can also be valuable for the management and protection of reefs and their associated communities throughout the Caribbean.